This is the BBC.
My PhD was studying rare bumblebees on the Western Isles of Scotland. The first island I visited was the island of Canna. The ferry pulled in and the locals put me on a trailer on the back of the tractor and took me deeper into the island, and then pointed at the corner of a field of cows as the place I should pitch my tent. I've always been a bit scared of cows, to be honest, so this didn't seem like a great idea. And indeed, I didn't sleep very well because one of those cows kept licking my tent. And I've never been very good with mornings, but I became aware of a really loud but unfamiliar bird song, a kind of whistled note. So I clambered out of the tent and had a look, and it was there, in a bush right above the tent, a bright red bird with a red head and breast and a stout beak. I made a few notes, and then it shot off, leaving me and the cows sort of staring at one another a bit perplexed. I found my bird book in the tent and leafed through, and the best candidate seemed to be something called a common rose finch, which despite the name is actually quite a rare bird that I'd certainly never seen before. Over the course of 3 summers, I spent a total of about 12 months travelling all around the Outer Hebrides and the Western Isles, and I never found another rare bird again. So that first morning was incredibly special, and the memory will always be with me.
This is the BBC.